You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show.
All right, y'all, this is my new song. We had to play it. We doing a song about hip-hop. I had to play a little something. My name is Mikey 3000 Watts, and that was So Gone. What y'all think?
I love it. You know I love your music.
Oh, that's my girl. It was cool. We did it. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another drama-filled episode for AfterBuzz TV, Love & Hip Hop New York, Season 3, Family Matters. And, of course, I have some beauties today in the studio, both with quite different swags, but amazing nonetheless. Nicolette.
Gaona is in the building, y'all.
What do you do? She bling-bling it. She said, I'm going to do my Rick Ross today.
I got my two chains.
My two chains. And then look at Miss Michelle O in the corner. Ashita is just looking fabulous.
Representing. Thank you.
I love it. I feel like
different variety
special
up
today.
In here. Different variety.
Yeah.
The
variety is always good. I wanted to start off with reality and relationships because I just feel like Love & Hip Hop, that's why it's Love & Hip Hop. It's just relationships are a crucial part of this show.
Right.
And they're a mess. And that's what I like. We get to see the nitty gritty, the dirty bullcrap that goes on in the urban lives of rappers and the video vixens. First, we talk about, we get into Erica Mena and Rocky. They were supposed to be friends. Oh, it wasn't Rocky. My bad. It was L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. Right.
My bad. See, we do make mistakes on this show. L'Oreal. But, you know, at first, when we saw the end of the last episode, I wasn't really agreeing with L'Oreal. I got my study shades on, y'all. Sorry. I was kind of on Erica's side. But then, just to see how Erica handled herself during this lunch meeting, I was like, girl, do you always have to show out? So it's not the alcohol. It's not. It's just the camera. Like, you always are trying to either battle somebody, fight another girl, or like, what y'all think?
I mean, I feel really the fact is, you know, she just really be wanting to pop off at everything. You know, I feel like she's very hot-headed, like you said. I feel she's very strong about what she has to say, you know what I mean? Right. But at the end of the day, it's like, come on now. You can't be yelling at people like that.
Right.
Which, at the end of the day, I don't really like L'Oreal that much. And I feel like the way that she did act with Erica, I thought that was, like, wrong. So I'm with Erica on that, but the way Erica handles her situations is just crazy.
I agree. I mean, I liked how L'Oreal said it wasn't the fact that you know, you're yelling, it's the fact that you're yelling and you're cussing, it's messy in public, that's why I'm upset. But Erica didn't get that. She was she's still going off on about like, no, you can't be doing this and blah, blah. I'm like, dude, she's telling you why she felt uncomfortable. You're yelling and you're cussing in public. It's messy. You don't do that.
Right.
And so, you know, I guess I want to say for Erica, public perception of you is everything in the entertainment industry. So if you ever want to make it, you don't see Beyonce or any...
out there.
I mean, come on.
Right.
What if we saw, for example, Michelle Obama, the first lady of our country, yelling at somebody like that? What, I mean, for women...
And she's yelling so much to the point where she's not hearing the other person.
Exactly.
She's not listening to actually really just kind of receive what the other person is saying.
Exactly.
And that's a problem because it's all about her and my emotions, what I'm feeling. But listen to what someone else is trying to tell you and share with you.
Right. And I kind of understand now when people are, when guys are like, you know, you're too pretty to be yelling. You're too pretty to be doing this. You know, I kind of get that now because I'm like, she is way too pretty to be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it makes her look ugly. It does.
I mean, if the circumstances were different and she had to get in somebody's booty, and like really get at him, then I could see. But like, she's just doing it
the
for
wrong
me
way.
For no reason.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, I mean, if she has to fight it, if there's a good reason to, you know what I'm saying, then I'd be like, okay, go ahead. You know what I mean? But the fact is, it's non.
What you got on your mind, girl?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question. Do you think L'Oreal was wrong for saying what she said when they were having that fight about her and her ex? Do you think she was wrong as a friend?
No. And this is why.
I disagree.
This is why. You know, the fight with her ex is public knowledge. It's on camera. It was on TMZ. It was on, like, all the blogs. So for something that's so public, I just feel... No, it wasn't wrong. Everybody knows it.
I know, but if it's your friends, then I wouldn't want my friend going back and... saying what is on public, okay?
Erica,
like, you're
Erica
supposed
yelled
to be
at
my
her
friend.
First. Erica yelled at her
first.
Yeah,
because she was on Rich's side.
She wasn't on Rich's side. She's just saying...
Yeah, she was... Okay, that's like...
Don't
okay,
yell.
No, no. Okay,
she's like, don't
like,
act that way
example,
in public.
For example, if you was having a fight with somebody, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you shouldn't be listening to him. Da-da-da-da. And, like, at the end of the day, I was your friend. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, Nicola, what the hell? You know you would,
yeah,
though.
I know.
You know, why
even,
you walking with me right
lie.
Now? Like,
I can't
okay.
even lie. I can't even lie.
Exactly.
I would be like that way, but...
But see, I wouldn't do that because I'm a true friend, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'd be walking right next to you, yeah, like, bye.
And I think that was Erica's...
together.
Okay.
Right. I think that was Erica's argument.
Yeah.
I know, but I just... Okay.
She could have went about it a different way. She could communicated a different way, with,
yes.
you know,
right. yes.
not yelling, but I think that was... her argument saying there's no need for you to pull the past into
right.
the present
mm-hmm.
when I'm trying to handle something that was completely different than what you're bringing to the table.
But I mean, those of us who aren't afraid of our past and trying to cover it up
right.
would have been like, oh well, so what?
right.
So does that mean you're embarrassed of your actions? Well, maybe you shouldn't recreate those actions in your next scene. Like, come on, you're
right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Now we go on to something that was just so confusing. I'm sorry. They just confused me, and I'm just lost. Consequence and Jen the Pin. I feel like their issues aren't real.
I just think it's a weird story. I just feel like they are just not good for each other.
I can't say they're not good for each other because I don't know the dynamics of their relationship, but just... the play on now she's crying over the fact he's fasting for 30 days and so basically she's like, I can't deal with all these rules. So is he telling her you can't eat too and the kid? Because like when a baby's growing up, nutrition is part of a baby's diet. I mean,
no.
food in general. Come on now.
She was saying that he's grumpy, he's mean, he's irritable, and it's hard for me to handle that during Ramadan.
Okay, but did you catch the point where she said, well, I can't eat, and I'm not trying to eat?
Because she's stressed.
Well, basically, she was alluding to the fact he doesn't want the smell of food when he comes home. Remember when he was like, when I come home, I don't want just the woof. Remember he did that
right,
little movement?
Right, the aroma.
And so she's like, well, I'm trying not to cook. I'm feeding the baby cold cuts.
Cold cuts, yeah.
And I'm like...
Really?
That poor baby.
That baby needs to eat, y'all. Real talk.
Well, then Consequence needs to have a little bit more stamina in his quest. You
okay.
know, you need to just be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
if it's just you, then do you.
Right.
And then I'm going to take care mm-hmm. of me and the baby. But when you walk in and you're saying you don't want the aroma, then I'm sorry. I don't know. You want me
yeah.
to meet you halfway, then you need to meet me halfway.
Right.
If
right.
I need to feed the baby, I need to feed the baby.
And
I'm
that's
sorry.
That's what I thought a grown man would say. But he said, I told you before you moved in with me.
yeah.
That's how he started. Come on. And you know where that's headed.
right.
Y'all don't even have to say no more. I
right.
told you before you moved in with me. No, you're the father of my kid.
Right.
What you mean you told me my baby needs to eat and I need to eat?
Just well, and I get the, you know, the fact when, you know, she's like, you know, I want my kid to have, you know, Christmas, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then they, I understand where she's coming from. It's like, how do you really mix religions together? You know what I mean?
Right.
She's Protestant, or she grew up in a Protestant,
right.
Protestant family,
mm-hmm.
and Consequence is now converted to Muslim. Because I'm not too privy on how the Muslim religion
mm-hmm.
works, how does that work for kids? Do the kids fast too? Is that, they're supposed to fast? Does anybody know?
Does anybody know?
I mean, yeah.
Does
anybody
know? Is a kid supposed to fast? A baby? That's more like a baby, though, right?
Yeah, brand new baby, newborn. Look it up, girl. Look it up.
We have to look that up. You have to do a little research on that.
Our next relationship which I don't know how I'm feeling about Mendeecees yet, just because of the reports of child molestation.
What?
Yeah, Mendeecees. Oh, that's news and gossip.
Oh, yeah.
But we talked about that before,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get to Yandy and Mendeecees. They have their new son, and they also have his son from his previous relationship.
Right.
Which his son is really... Those kids are cute.
Oh, they're so cute. Those blue eyes...
I mean, was the one blue? From their previous relationship was cute. The new one... Ugh,
oh, my...
Wow.
Oh,
Mikey.
I don't know. I don't know. He got the same size eyes as Yandy, and he just came out the womb. I'm sorry. Let me stop. But, you know, okay,
that's
so...
That's a baby.
I know.
That is so
he is
rude.
Cute.
He about
I'm
to
just
grow
playing.
Into his eyes.
I'm mad you said it like that, though. Okay, so... Basically, Mendeecees is angry because he doesn't own the house that they currently live in. Uh-huh. He moved in with Yandy.
Right.
As a man, it would make me feel very uncomfortable to live in my girl's house and not feel like she could kick me out in any moment and the cops come. I'm not
right.
No
right, especially what you like in booties on booty pictures.
Now, hold up.
Yeah,
now, I couldn't wait to get to this question for y'all. Really? All he did was like a booty picture, whatever it was.
All you had to do was double tap on the photo, okay? Just a little double tap.
Does that make you angry enough to throw something at him where he now has a visible scar? You saw the scar, right? It was right
here. Yes, it was. For me, no.
Come on now.
I don't handle conflict like that.
That's ridiculous.
That's just not how grown people
handle
conflict.
That's where the internet has gotten so crazy. Instagram now is ruining relationships. Like, I thought Facebook was bad.
It's just Instagram, dog.
I know. You just liking photos. Like,
I don't know. Yanni gonna understand when I say that. It's just Instagram, dog. Calm down. I'm not beating nobody up over that.
And that's the thing. Like, you have to understand when you're dating somebody in the business, you know what I mean? What do you expect? Like, I'm sorry. Like, there might be some loyal guys out there, but guys in the industry, you kind of just know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
Like,
right.
Let's just be real. You know what I mean? He's a young guy. Like, you know what I mean?
I need to find out how old Mendeecees is. That name just irks me, but okay. I'm gonna find out how old he is because he's really that young.
He's 18.
But I just for that, it's just Instagram. Yandy, you get a pound. Host it down for that one. Can I get a clap, Marissa, for that one? Thank you. On to the next one. I'm so tired of them.
Well, I actually have a question on this one still.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
As a man, both of you guys, I have a question for, not just him. But Yandy talked about Mendeecees not being stable. Now, wouldn't that be an issue before you have the baby?
Right.
I just curious.
It wasn't an issue of stability. I felt it was more he's able to provide for himself and the family. I thought it was more over, but your focus is not there. So it's more like you'd rather go out and party and spend all your money on bottle service and hanging out with the boys than coming home and being with the baby and me and my family.
But was he like that prior to her having the baby? Was he showing that kind of behavior beforehand?
Apparently not, because she says, I still don't trust you.
Right.
So your question is...
But remember, we didn't even see him.
My question...
We didn't even see him last season. So to me and to probably viewers, they're like, where is this man even coming from?
Yeah,
you know what
maybe.
I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like he just popped
but he
up
wants
in the situation.
Right. He wants to move into a bigger place, but yet you're not stable. So how do you do that?
If I was her, I'd be like, yes, let's go get a place. Yes, let's get this started. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like,
but he's not stable.
Well,
and she doesn't trust him.
She needs to make him stable.
You know, Yanny brings up a good point. Yanny brings up a good point, ladies.
Uh-huh.
And she says, and I do agree with her, you know, I'm used to you being this way. You're just now starting to change. And you haven't changed a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's just starting to. So how can I trust you to move into a house and leave my mom and her husband when our job is to travel 2 or 3 months out of the year without the baby? This is how I know we could still be stable.
Right.
And until you prove to me that... you are going to be able to be the man that I want you to be, then I don't feel comfortable moving in with you. And that's how I think about this situation. Okay. But, you know, now there's rumors of him molesting a 15-year-old girl. How, I mean, then I really want to get Yandy in the studio and ask her, well, how do you move past, how would you move past that?
You're I mad. Wouldn't.
You wouldn't, right?
I mean,
over.
Okay, of course.
But I wouldn't date a guy like that in the first place.
Right. I mean, there has to be more to the story. You know what I mean?
That's what I like to hear.
I'm sorry.
There has to be more to the story. But at the same time, though, I mean, that is, I mean, just hearing that, you know, in general, that's just.
Yeah, hearing that in general, I mean, okay, fine. You want to get to the truth. But if, I mean, yo.
Well, look at Akon's situation. Akon, he didn't know how old the girl was. You know, for all he knew, she looked grown. You know what I'm saying?
Akon is a
Well, do you get what I'm,
I understand
though?
What you're saying.
There
she
are girls
herself,
out there
right.
who
Akon.
Look older, but they could be like 15 and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right, and say that they're older
right.
and they're not.
Yeah.
I just feel as a
But I mean,
man,
regardless, should, it's wrong and you should like... You know, obviously, it's wrong.
As a grown
gross,
man, you should not be put in those situations, regardless.
But how do you
But there
avoid
are girls
that?
Out there who put themselves
you
in the situation.
Stop being a hoe.
And they make, you know
That's
what I'm
how
saying?
You avoid, I mean, let's be honest. That's
I,
how you
I
avoid
you.
It.
You stop being a, okay.
Stop. Get your life.
Get your life.
Get your life.
Zip up your zipper. And do something productive, which doesn't involve sex.
Right.
Okay.
Cheers to that.
Okay, so... Okay, now we get to the Joe Budden, and now we get to Rocky.
Rocky.
Joey.
You kind of called it. Remember you said last
yes,
week?
Yes, I did call it. But let's just talk about how they got to this point. So Joey set Rocky up. He basically told his new girlfriend, who's obviously irrelevant. I'm so mad at her. to set Rocky up. So they were supposed to go out to lunch together.
Right.
And then Joe showed up instead.
Mm-hmm.
Weird,
yeah, like
stalkerish.
Why didn't he just kind of like,
well, he knew that Rocky wouldn't agree to it, so he just went ahead.
I know, but like, if I know you're not gonna agree to sit down with me, I'm just not gonna sit down with you. I'm not
right,
gonna go
but
out with
you,
all
we're learning that Joe is someone who, you know, likes to apologize and is very sincere and realizes his mistake, so he wants to go and
he works
and say
like
I'm sorry
robot.
He
yes.
works off impulse.
Mm-hmm.
He forgets to filter what he says.
Right. But that's because he's high.
And that's
on
he,
something that we don't know what it is.
That's because he is high. But he says that sometimes... I mean, just that conversation they had, I felt like he was still not filtering his mouth, and he claimed to not be high.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, something about Joe Budden, at least how this show is portraying him, is not genuine. He just loses me. I don't.
Or it's like,
I'm
kind of, you know,
not liking him anymore.
He kind of just says what he thinks is. He says what they want to hear. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, he says a lot of things that they want to hear. And I mean, is it what's the girl's name?
Tahiri.
Tahiri. She can see that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She can already tell that he's saying these things, and she's like. Like, I don't believe him. You know what I mean?
Something about Joey just gives me dog. Especially when he looked at her in her eye and he was like, are you secretly in love with me? Now, I called that on my own. But, like, for him to realize that, like, I just feel he feels he's the next Stevie J.
Right. Mm-mm.
I have no comment.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, just...
He
I
is...
I love how the way you
He is a mess. He definitely is a mess. Okay, so now we get to Rich Dollars, who is getting his haircut at B. Braxton, which is famous in New York for their barber skills.
Right.
I always notice all the little things they throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, hell yeah. Okay. And he has a meeting with Consequence. So now this relationship's coming into fruition, where Consequence or Rich is asking Consequence to produce a record for Olivia and Erica.
That's where he messed up.
But hang on, this is before we even know Olivia's opinion on the record.
Mm-hmm. But weren't we all thinking the same thing? Already messed up by putting them in a track together when he knows Olivia wouldn't done a track with her.
But he's basing it on Olivia's gonna do what I say.
Right.
But Olivia doesn't do what anybody says. She didn't want to do what G-Unit said. She didn't want to do what all these other producers wanted to say. Right. You know, like, and he was firsthand at it. He knows that she's gonna say no to everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's just how she is.
Well,
so I was not shocked that she said no. That's just me, though. I wasn't shocked.
There was a
she
lot of things.
She says no to a lot of things.
I picked up from that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was, Rich was like, you know, let me get my swag on like I'm rich. You know, yeah, I got Erica as my new artist. And, you know, we ain't trying to pretend that she ain't no Mariah. And I was like,
that makes me sick.
When you have to start your conversation with your artist off like that,
right?
It's not even worth it,
right?
And I'm surprised Consequence went with it.
And that's just what makes me say it's like, okay, you're just trying to work with a pretty face when she has a bad attitude. Okay, that should mark out the pretty face. Okay, secondly, you already know she's not a Mariah Carey. Well, obviously, not a lot of people are Mariah Carey, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, he's putting her in this category and already dumbing her down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you have to dumb your artist down to sell your deal.
That doesn't make sense. He don't know how to make money. It ain't no rich dollars.
Well, apparently, from my last episode.
Okay. Let's not get back into that, but.
Right.
Okay.
Just saying.
In our next relationship, we can even leave that alone, but, Zahiri and Joey's mom. Now, one of the things I'm like, okay, Zahiri and Joe were together for a long time mm-hmm. prior to filming this show. They haven't been together for some years, mm-hmm. but she obviously developed a relationship with his mom.
Right.
But I just feel like now that he's moved on to another girl, Kaylin, who catfished us, basically, because she is not how we thought she was, Joe's mom should be asking her for help. And not Tahiri for any type of help. They're not together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm thinking, okay, this is obviously set up because I don't even talk to any of my ex's mothers anymore. So, like, is this common? Does this happen often?
I've never been in that situation, but I'm sure, like, I've built relationships with some of my exes. Moms, you know what I mean? And I feel like something deep like that, you know, maybe right. they connected on,
right.
you know, and I feel like that's a connection that's like, okay, she understands because she loved my son just as much
right.
as I love him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I get that. I've never been in that situation personally, but I can kind of get where that was going.
Right, to really help him recover. I think that's what it's more about, to really help him. She reached out to help him right. recover and get back on track.
I just don't feel that would help him recover. Like, rehab.
Right.
It's the best option.
Well,
not
since
her.
We're talking about help,
but wait,
we just want
fans
out here to rate us on iTunes.
Please do.
Go on there, download our podcast. You know, leave us comments. We love
download,
the comments.
Rate, subscribe, and comment.
Keep the comments coming.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, go to iTunes. You know, download, make us in the top 10 or
we would
number
really
one.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
We would love that.
We always we get so into the conversations we forget to do that. I'm so sorry.
No worries. No.
But we still keeping it G though.
Right. Right.
We
right.
still keeping it G though.
Yes. No. Going back though, you know.
I wanted to ask you ladies, what do we think about Mama Faye?
I
like
mom.
Mama Faye.
I like Mama Faye.
Yes.
She seems
Mama
like
Faye.
A real person.
Yes.
You know what
so.
I put down? I said out of all the reality African American mothers out there that we see on TV so far, they're mm-hmm. all. They're all portrayed as messes. She at least is portrayed as somebody stable and loves her son. Like, mm-hmm. I love the way she just seems like I want to give her a hug. Like,
yes.
I just want to reach to that TV and just hug her. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
And I was thinking about, you know, Mama Jones.
Well, I was just thinking. But you know what? She loves her son. She goes hard for her son.
Atlanta mom?
Little Scrappy's mom.
Little Scrappy's mom. Mama D.
Mama D.
Mama D.
Hold on, what was she always calling
you
herself?
You heard.
You heard. Come on now.
That's how she.
And Mama D was a pimp.
Oh,
I was like,
jeez.
Who right. says that right. on national television?
Oh my goodness.
But you know, I feel Mama Faye, she's just, you know, she's genuine. She really cares about her son. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised she actually did the show, though. I just feel like that's not her realm. But I like her. I just don't like the fact she asked Tahiri for help. When
Right.
That's something Joey needed to move past.
Exactly. Right. And I feel like that's kind of bringing them back into the situation that is made to where he's at, kind of.
Right. And it's also prohibiting Tahiri from growing.
Yeah.
Within her own endeavors.
Both of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just
both
to
of them.
Do whatever it is that she wants to do. She can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
She can't move forward because she's stuck.
Right.
In that situation.
Did you catch Tahiri's comment when she said, you know, Joe lately looked very skinny and very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I caught it, too. I was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he really does, though. We talked about that before, too, but...
Sure did.
It's on that stuff.
He's on that stuff. And we want to know what kind of stuff
what
is.
What is it? What is it?
At least I do. Okay, so... Let's get into... I don't understand let's get into, but let's just do this. Rich and Erica again. Basically... Consequence meets with Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I know Olivia ain't getting that much screen time, but Olivia just, that moment.
She just does
not everything.
Care.
She's just everything to me. She basically tells Consequence no.
Mm-hmm.
Consequence throws a little something back and she says no. And Consequence, well, I'm just trying to help you out to get you on the radio. And she says, I'll be on the radio without you, regardless. And I was just like, that's what we need on television. She's going to stand by. No, you know, we don't know if she's making the wrong choice or not.
Right.
Well, we do know.
I think, well, look at Erica's personality and her behavior. I mean, I wouldn't want to work with that. Could you imagine being in a studio with Erica? And something goes wrong.
If you say the wrong
word. Or if you
tell
her, you know what, can you, you know, you hitting that wrong, or you, the
she
pitch
does,
is wrong.
Oh, you think I'm not doing it right?
You think I'm not doing it right? Yeah,
well,
just imagine.
Look, that's
like,
the thing.
I'd be afraid about
right.
Consequence. I'd be like, I don't
want to
work for her.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I've met Erica, and she didn't act like that.
She doesn't?
No.
We have to bring her on
the
show.
That one night.
Well, okay.
Yeah, Erica, you have to come
there
to the show. We're inviting you, because I need to see that firsthand.
We can invite her. I'm not sure my other girlfriend will like that, but especially after this episode.
Oh,
Erica
I know.
Was bringing Samaya up way too much. I was like, wow. There is definitely
too much tea going on with that.
Some hatred going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I agree with Olivia. She is a real artist. She's creating a brand. So when she tells Rich, you know, I'm not going to do that because this is the brand we built so far. And why would I do something to mess it up? What do y'all think? I agree.
I mean, I totally... Okay, this is the thing. Olivia, I get that she stands by the ground, you know, that she wants to be going through. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a certain area she wants to hit, you know. So I respect the fact that she says... I don't know. I'm so torn between if I respect the fact that she says no to everything. I understand why she said no to the whole Erica situation. But there's mm-hmm. been other times, though, you know... Like last season when Rich and her were talking about, you know, different record labels that want to sign her. You know what I mean? It's like, come on now. Like, you're still with him. You still haven't gotten nowhere. Okay, you might have had a single, but I honestly feel like that was from Love and Hip Hop that got you that single.
Well, honestly,
you know what I'm saying?
I had somebody ask me that question just the other day. Why does Olivia continue to stay with Rich? Because she's still not popping. But I had to explain to him, Rich... is not the label. Rich is the manager.
Right. Well,
she
and that's why she needs to get a label, but she's too picky.
Well, she just signed.
But the manager helps you get to the label, right?
And she just signed a deal.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Okay.
Officially.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she had all the confidence to look Consequence in his eye and say, well, I'll be on the radio regardless, because she just did sign a deal.
Oh, well, then boom.
So, you know, that's what I told the other dude the other day. I said, well, Rich did get a little deal going on.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's obviously doing something. And Rich's history, you know, he may be a bum now, whatever he is, no hate, but he has extensive history in the hip-hop industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can't take that away from the brother.
Right.
You can't.
He has a lot of connections.
He still has a lot of connections.
Might not get him paid, but they might, you know, get some connections to get some music, you know what I mean?
So then we go on to find out, you know, Olivia... The real reason Olivia doesn't want to work with Erica is really doesn't have to do with the fact that she's not anybody or... She's just an up-and-coming artist. It's the fact that her attitude is just... It's bad. She always has bad publicity.
Right.
She doesn't know how to conduct herself at Hollywood events, red carpet events, whatever it, right. whatever it may be. So Erica basically, or Olivia said, puts her on blast and says, you know, the last red carpet we went to, she was acting a fool. And so then, I mean, the editing is great because we were right. like, why? And then they put a picture of Samaya Reese, and it happens to be Samaya that she flipped out.
Right. But it's just a picture. Exactly. Like, why are you right. tripping on a picture?
Right. Well, and did you guys catch the fact when she was talking to Consequence and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to have Erica rap. And she's like, oh, she raps now? Like, obviously, Erica doesn't know what she wants to actually do. Mm. You know what I mean? Because we saw it last season, she was trying to sing, which she would have broke tons of mirrors if there was any mirrors in the room. Oh. Okay. And then, you know,
this conversation.
I would really love to hear how she raps because I really highly doubt she has any. I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to put the shades on. These are the shades.
You know, just had to put my two cents in or that. Just had to, you know.
I hear you.
Pointed that out.
I mean, okay, so I never knew what Erica was. I still don't even know what Tahiri does. Besides be a video vixen. But
she's a waitress, right? She works at...
she said, but she's a waitress.
Right.
I mean, but why do you do that, though?
Right.
You know, okay, so, first of all, you can't be shading Samaya. That's my girl, man. That's my dog. Samaya. And Samaya's amazing. At least we know what Samaya does. She's a rapper.
Yeah, I mean, she's just probably mad because Samaya probably like her in a way where they don't care.
The thing, you know what I'm where saying? I had they, an issue with,
they
though.
They have the probably same kind of personality, you know what I'm saying? They just be telling it how it is.
They don't have the same personality.
Really? Mm. Samaya don't... She has spoken her thoughts the past seasons. She has right. said what she's wanted to say to plenty of people. And that's probably why she's not on the show.
In the proper environments. And... Well, we're gonna, we will have her in here, and okay. she will tell you she actually refused the show because what people don't know is she used to date Joe Budden. So it would have been Joe Budden, her, Rocky, who's accused of messing with her, messing with him, then the new girlfriend, and then Tahiri. And she said, no, I'm not going to be a part of that mess. And that's the real story why Samaya is not on the... She refused to be on the show. She said, that's just... I already know what y'all doing. You're setting me up. You didn't know that, did you?
Oh,
her and
okay.
Joe Budden.
That has to do with Erica.
Oh, well, we know their beef.
Right.
No,
right.
I don't know. What's their beef?
Their beef is from last season. She stuck up for Kimbella. And so for sticking up for Kimbella, Erica felt like, I have to attack you, which she did. Now she's went from Samaya the Boss Reese to Sumo Samaya.
Oh, okay.
That is just...
That's messed up.
Okay.
But actually, Samaya is looking extra sexy. I feel like I'm giving her too many shout-outs.
You love her.
I do love her.
That's your girl.
And she watches, so, like, you
That's
know.
Your girl. All good.
But, the issue I have with Erica, though, is she says Olivia is not loyal. And I'm like, you're not Murder, Inc. What did you think? This is not a label.
Olivia has never wanted you under Rich anyways.
Right.
Olivia has never liked you. So why would she want to start being a part of a team with you and Rich when really it probably only started because y'all started having a thing together, her and Rich.
Panky,
you know what
panky.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Panky,
that's probably
panky.
The only reason
but, like, let's
why
put it
this is
way.
Even happening right now.
Anybody that knows how the music industry works is... Just because a manager manages several different artists doesn't mean we're all a team.
Right.
That's not
right.
you mm-hmm. and him are a team.
Right.
And then when he's done with that business, now me and him are a team, whatever business
right.
we're conducting.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean
it's
all of us are
a
team.
It's not a label.
And that's why I was like, I put, she needed a reality check. Erica did.
And that's why Erica doesn't know the business. So she just needs to sit down.
Needs to sit down
and listen.
And so I'm gonna need another
and not
clap
be
for hot-headed. This one. Erica, you're gonna need a hoe, pound, hoe, sit down for this one. Thank you very much. Clap for that. Just pretend the claps was in there. Yo. So then we get to my favorite character on the show, Rashida.
Wait, who?
Rashida.
I know who y'all talking about. She just had
the red hair. Yeah.
She is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes, she had a... Yeah.
It was just a small clip.
She had a what?
It was just a small clip that she had.
Yeah, I know, but it still plays an essential role in the Tahiri subject.
Boring.
Tahiri's then going on and on about Joey again. And I feel like it's just getting to a point where it's fake now. Like,
and she keeps giving the same advice, but she's not listening.
Yeah, right.
You know, she is. So
I had a couple Twitter followers go in on Rashida.
Really?
That's how I pulled up her records.
About her hair?
She's not even
she's a felon.
On TV enough.
She's a felon.
Remember, I told you
That's right.
So, like, now that she's playing the mother role, the vice role, I'm like, I don't believe
you. Don't believe,
bro. Your father is a well-known drug dealer in New York City. Like,
they're just trying to find a storyline with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
What did y'all take on when we went into Olivia going to Rich's house? Was it?
Rich went to Olivia's
house.
Was that Olivia's house? Because at the end she was like, I could just leave. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, she's leaving her own house, so you can stay there.
She was leaving her own house?
Yeah, she goes, get out. He's like, no, I'm going to stay. Well, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. You can make yourself out. You can make your way out.
But that's crazy. Mm-hmm. No, you got to get out of my house.
Right.
This is where I live.
They were going at it, too. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. why Rich was so angry about the situation.
Because that's his girl.
Well, and I
think... But he says it's not his girl.
Well, Olivia made him look bad because she... The whole situation with her and Consequence was like, that was the worst studio session I had with anybody. Like, she made herself look bad. She made Rich look bad.
Oh, Olivia?
Yeah, because she, like, totally
disrespected. That's what you call a studio session?
Well, she disrespected him, you know, when he was trying to do something for her. And I get that she was sticking up for herself.
I don't know.
But at the end of the day, to somebody, or, like, let's just say it's your first time working with that one person... She could have easily been like, well, let's work on something else. I'm not really feeling this track, you know what I'm saying? But she ended up trying to get really spicy.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Consequence, they from New York.
What do you think?
Wait, let me hear what you have to say.
They're from New York. That's how they talk to each other. Like, I could understand if it was me over here being from LA, like, I'd be like, okay, calm down. But, like, I felt like Consequence respected Olivia enough to be like, I'm not even going to press it enough. All right, I'm out. You see how he got up? He was like, all right, I'm out. That's it. So I felt like it wasn't disrespectful to him. It was just like...
Not disrespectful, but he was just like, what the hell? Like, you're in my session. You're in my... You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool.
No, because that's Olivia's studio. You didn't catch that.
There was?
Yes. She did that studio every season of Love and Hip Hop. She's been in the same studio.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't catch that. Okay.
And so, okay.
My bad.
But I already know Consequence is such a respected ghostwriter and MC that working with Erica Mena, the bottom of the totem pole, not even on the totem pole, like on the ground next to the totem pole.
Right.
I already know he's not thinking like, this is your big break, Olivia. You work with 50 Cent, but Erica Mena is your big break.
Right.
Yeah, that's your big break. Like, no, come on.
Well, I agree with Olivia. I'm with Olivia on this one.
I sure am.
I'm with Olivia. I wouldn't want to work with Erica.
And if you're not on that same list, you are crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Who the hell is Erica Mena?
She's Erica Mena. And that's what she said. Remember?
I'm Erica Mena.
Okay.
I'm Erica Mena.
That's all we know.
And what?
And your point is?
What happens after?
And what?
Well, what did you... Hold on, I just wanted your opinion on the whole Olivia and Consequence thing. What did you think about that?
I think that I'm with Olivia on it. Oh, like, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So then we get to
okay, girl. I still love you.
Look at these girls. They just be going off. Look, okay, so then we get to... Oh, wait.
Okay.
Did anybody catch the point where... Tahiri and then Joe Budden's mom, Mama Faye, go to that. And I made that name up, Mama Faye, but her name is Faye. I just said put Mama Faye in front of it.
We can call her Mama Faye.
So I need a check. If y'all use that on the show, I'm going to need that check real quick. Anyways, they show up to Joey's house. Wasn't it so dramatic? It was so fake. And Mama Faye goes, can we come in and just talk to you? And then Joe goes, well, I suppose... I was like...
Yeah, I was talking... Remember I was talking to you about that? Like, who greets their mother like that?
Well, I suppose. I was like...
I guess things gotta be real serious. Things about like, to be real serious.
Did we get on the set of The Color Purple here? What is going on in this? What? I don't know.
All my life, I had to fight.
Did you tell Harpo to beat me? I was like, what? Being a rapper, when is it? Who did? How did you talk that way? Well, I suppose. Like,
you know, they coming to my house. About to get like, real serious. He just took serious. Me back.
I was like, what is going on, Joey? You're supposed to be a hardcore gangster. But mama come around, you straighten up. Well, I suppose, mama. Like, there's no time, dog.
Oh,
right.
My gosh, that's hilarious. Okay,
we just had to do that side note. But real talks. Then we go to Yandy's event, which was cool. I thought supposedly she has a lifestyle brand. Lifestyle brand.
Yes.
Does anybody want to live like Yandy? I don't hear anybody shouting out like that. Y'all supposed to be like, yeah, no. So it's called Everything Girls Love. So it's obviously not a lifestyle brand for me. That's rude. So she throws a party for Everything Girls Love, invites Erica, the firecracker, for God knows what reason.
Mm-hmm.
Invites Olivia. I can see why.
Of course.
She's dope. She's cool. Mm-hmm. Can hang with her. She shows Olivia, you know, her jewelry, how she's revamped and recreated her stuff, because we did see it in the first season or the second season or something like that. Whatever, I don't wear that. But Erica Minna walks in this room and
didn't even get a high end.
Chaos.
I feel like
I don't
she could walk in here right now and it we just all be fighting.
Yes.
It'll just be a whole
It'll just
war.
Be a fight.
I think me and her would really get into it.
Yeah.
Like
I would talk to her.
Firecrackers in the room.
I can see that. And okay. I will be the calm one, like, Erica, just listen to me for a second. Just
bring it down.
Bring it down. And let's just talk.
Don't be talking to me like that.
But she's so hyper. She's so, you know, hear what I got to say. I'm Erica Mena. Whoop, whoop,
but, like, she's so hyper for, like,
yes.
I feel like
over a
I would
picture.
Take a piece of her gum and she would be like, yo, you taking my gum?
Right.
And I'm
right.
like, damn, I just wanted my breath to smell good. Like, what's wrong?
And she's overreacting over a picture. It's just a picture.
It was just a picture.
No one's taking sides.
And it has nothing to do with loyalty.
Right.
Things happen. Somebody's pretty. You take a picture with her. Like, you're pretty. Like, just get over it. But I did love how Yandy put a pause on her whole life. She said, no, you didn't come to my party.
No, I really respected her.
Just to
her
start
for that.
Some stuff.
Yeah. I respected her.
And
for that,
she was
yeah.
like, well, you don't have to sit here. You can leave. And she said, no, this is my party. You can leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's right.
No, I was
and then Erica had the nerve to say, well, you're just looking stupid right now. But like,
she's not
they both walked away from her. And she just looked so dumb.
She
just
looks so trailing dumb.
She did. Because she's so not listening. She doesn't listen.
Yes.
And she does not think before she speaks. Like, no, honey, you look dumb.
Look, the thing about it is, everybody knows when you want to win an argument or a situation, whatever it is, you have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen. Listening is always the key. No matter how much you think you're right, if you listen, you'll always stay on top. And you clearly have not been taught listening 101.
Well, they clearly didn't teach you that. That is a good way.
Yeah, because you're
doing it.
Yeah. To finish up this. So
you're
listen,
doing
a, people.
You're
listen.
You gotta listen. I thought I was about to do a Beyonce song right now. Listen. Okay, so we do have some news and gossip this week.
I just got that late.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Right. There's a lot of stuff going around. Everybody from Love & Hip Hop has been doing interviews on the radio. Power 105 has been actually the one that's been getting all the Love & Hip Hop New York cast. Of course, they are a local New York station and a big one at that. They just had Consequence and Jen on, and there's a lot of dirt. Consequence is giving. Do we know Consequence's background?
Mm-mm,
just to work with Kanye and all that.
Oh, okay.
He's a ghostwriter.
And he was a ghostwriter.
Yes.
Yes, we do know that. So I guess Rocky had been interviewed before, and Rocky called Consequence Bucky the Beaver. Bucky the Beaver. I mean, yeah, he's Bucktube. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But Consequence comes back and he's really aggressive in this interview. I was like, dog, it's a female. Like, you don't have to be that aggressive. He was like, she owns a base model Beamer. That was his comeback. Like, so what? At least she owns a Beamer. A base model Beamer? That's why you're... Like, that's your comeback?
At least it's a car, not her face.
Ooh. I don't know.
Can I get a high five?
Just saying.
Well, Consequence basically threatened Rocky, saying she's passing diseases around the hip-hop industry.
Rocky is passing...
That's what he said. He accused her of passing diseases in the hip-hop industry.
That's not a good look, but I feel like that's a lie. Everybody throws that under the bus.
Everybody does. I mean, sometimes it is true.
Yeah, but he's just mad.
Yeah, that sounds like he's just saying something. Yeah.
But it was a week. Power 105 had everybody. So they had Rocky at one point, then they had Joe Budden. They asked Joe Budden on the show, would he do a song with Consequence? And Joey said, hell no. Hell to the no.
Oh.
Consequence, on his interview, said he's not bothered by it. He doesn't really care. Joe Budden's not a factor to him. He's a legend, is what he said.
Right.
So, and Jen the Pin was on, his lovely baby mom's, because she don't get a wife title yet. She's not on the hip hop wives show. Okay. She's on the Love and Hip Hop show, and that means you're at Jump Off. But okay, Jen the Pin calls Kanye tacky. Now, supposedly Consequence, not supposedly, we know, Kanye and Consequence have been friends for a long time. They fell out. So, Jen says Kanye's tacky for not sending the baby, the new baby, a gift for when he was born. Now I'm like, really?
That's not really tacky.
You're really gonna go out, Kanye, for not sending your baby a present, and you know you guys aren't friends anymore?
Right.
But Jen also opens her mouth. She was too revealing, and Consequence had to clean her stuff up. But she says Kanye had been seeing Kim while she was with Reggie, and this is how far their relationship goes. She said, I've kept a secret in my household for all these years, and now I'm just letting it out.
So, letting what out? Say it one more time.
Hold on. So Kanye's always been in Kim's life.
And yes, Kanye and Kim have been seeing each other for quite a long time now.
So
and even when she was dating Reggie Bush, they were still seeing each other.
So Kanye was always Kim's rebound.
No. Everybody else was the rebound. Kanye and Kim's relationship is solid. They've been going together for a long time. No matter who you thought she was married to or dating, they had still been seeing each other.
And that's what Jen the Pen says.
This is what Jen the Pen says. Because, I mean, they were really good friends with Kanye. Consequence has written songs for Kanye West. They've been...
Okay.
Consequence, you know.
So what happened to being really good friends and just leaving it at that? Why do you have to just stir the pot and just throw shade out all the time?
Well, Kanye West is now Kanye West. And he might not feel like that relationship is for them, for him anymore.
Right.
And they're just mad. Well, no, they can't say they're just mad. Consequence did say Kanye owes him money. Things like that. I don't know. Money makes people do stupid things.
I get it.
Right.
There's more in the rumor mill. There's reports that Yandy and Mendeecees were kicked off Love and Hip Hop because of the child molestation charges. That was proven to be wrong. Mona Scott actually tweeted, this is wrong and false. So they are still on.
Okay.
I'm not really excited about them. But the Twitter world, we do have a Twitter world. The Game tweeted about the Love and Hip Hop season. He says, this season is whack as F-U-C-K. Who are these B-I-T-C-H-E-S's? And bring back Jimmy and Chrissy.
Thank you.
Jimmy and Chrissy,
we love you.
He also says,
I agree.
If you don't do that, then hurry up with the ATL season.
Thank you.
And so,
honestly, everything he says... I'm with it all the way. Thank you the game.
That was it for our news and gossip. I love Love and Hip Hop New York. I love Love and Hip Hop in general. This is AfterBuzz TV. We love y'all. I mean, my hosts are lovely. Look at what I'm sitting next to. Lovely ladies. I'm your boy Mikey3000Watts. You can find me on Twitter at Mikey Watts, Mikey3000Watts, or Facebook at Mikey Watts.
Hi, I'm Nicolette Gaona, always keeping it real. You can find me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona.
Bang.
And I'm Ashita Onray, and you can find me on Twitter on Ashita Onray.
We'll be back next week with all your news and gossip, a new recap of Love and Hip Hop. What can you ask for more?
Good night.
We love y'all. Good night.
Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.